Please welcome Henny French.
Some of you might know I was the first woman correctional officer at a men's prison. And my goal was to help men change. And I wanted to become a correctional counselor. And the fastest way, I thought, was to acquire work experience with my college degree. So I was going to school, working, and I did a lot of midnight watches in the beginning. And the inmates can be really brave when you can't tell who's screaming at you from the cell door. And they'll say these obnoxious names and be really terrible. So I was really glad. I was maybe just 2 months into the job to go on daytime watch in a building. And that's my goal, to be around inmates, you know, and be able to talk to them. At CMC, there's like a wing with 50 inmates and another wing with 50 inmates. And an officer is in charge of the two wings. So you're with 100 inmates, and later they increased it to about 200 inmates. So you're alone with them on your floor. And we have a beeper, but you don't want to press the beeper because, you know, you're trying to prove yourself as a woman that you don't need help. And so you put up with things. And in mass, they can be really horrible. But when you see them one-on-one, then it was like God erased who they are and what they did. And it's like he enables me to see them the way they can be. And I can reach out to the good in them, and they can really feel compassion coming from me. And we have really good conversations. And I've seen men change dramatically. So I was in brand new still, first time in the building, and really happy. But this one big, huge inmate was really upset because I had to refuse him something. And you just see this anger building up. And he's like that, and I'm like this, and he's like this, and I'm me. And I didn't want to push the buzzer. And I'm praying under my breath, how do I de-escalate this situation? And I wish I could be really funny. Like some officers, they just know the exact right thing to break the tension with laughter. But that's not one of my gifts. So I'm standing there trying to be not look alarmed and praying under my breath, asking for help. And his anger is just, and I was praying about diffusing it. And all of a sudden, this bigger inmate came up. And he said, hey, you don't mess with Officer Honey. She walks with God. And the guy went like this, and he left. So I thanked the man. And then I went to all three floors later, because they have picture boards with their pictures, trying to find this rescuer. And I couldn't find his picture anywhere. So I do believe in the supernatural. So as I said, sometimes a job can be really stressful. So I had a pretty stressful day, and I was left for work. And I go down, take the 4th Street, 5 City Office ramp, and make that turn down 4th Street. So I was in the left lane coming off the freeway, and on 5 City Drive, I crossed over into the right part of that lane and turned and went down 4th Street. And I was happy, I was listening to the radio, and all of a sudden this car zoomed past me, and he gave me the finger and went in front of me. And I don't know why he's mad. And then it was heavy traffic, so we were far from Grand at the red light, and there was a string of cars. He got out of his car, came towards me with this horribly angry look, and I didn't have this automatic window, so I'm grinding up my window in my little 280Z, and he comes up just furious, yelling and screaming at me, and I don't know why he's mad. And so I didn't know what to do. And then the light changed, so he got back in his truck. And I was relieved, but we got to the intersection, and he's right in front of me, and he goes and stops. And I thought, he's trying to make me hit him and get me for hitting him. This guy's a psycho. So then I went past Grand, and I thought, I better not go home. So I turned left. I went maybe 5 blocks. And then I thought, well, maybe it's safe to turn right and go back towards home. And as I turned right down this little street, I recognized his truck, and he was coming towards me. And I was really scared. And I was really praying, like, what do I do now? And then I saw this little red car come up behind him, and this man tooted the horn, waved him over and waved me over really authoritatively. And I thought, oh, maybe he's an undercover cop, you know? So I pulled over on the right, and the truck was this way. And the man came over to me, and I recognized him. He was a counselor from the prison, but I didn't know his name. And he said, "What? Why is he so upset?" I says, "I don't know." So he went over and talked to him, and he came back, and he said, "Oh, he says you cut him off." So he said, I went back, and I told him, "You don't even know what you did." And I explained to him, "How would you feel if somebody did this to your sister or your wife?" He said, "So he seems to be calmed down, and I don't think he'll cause you any trouble." He said, "Can I follow you home?" I says, "Oh, no, that's not necessary. I'll be all right." So then I drove, and then I thought, well, I don't know. He could still follow me. Maybe I better park again. So I parked, and I was pretty calm by then. And then that nice man in the red car drove around and came back to me. "Are you sure you're all right?" I says, "Yes." And so then I was able to go home safely. And then, so I called different places to find out what his name was. All I knew was he was a counselor. So I was able to call him on the phone and thank him and really tell him how much I appreciate him being my knight in shining armor. And about, I guess, a year and a half, no, maybe 2 years later, he was my first date after my husband passed away.